For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We had a good outcome, and I hope that next week we have a process that people can be proud of.
Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake, after saying he wouldn't vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh unless he found out more about the sex assault accusations against him. The Judiciary Committee asked the White House to make it happen, and the president said yes. The president's decision to go ahead and order the FBI investigation made good on his promise to listen to Republican senators. He said in a statement, "This update must be limited in scope and be completed in 1 week."
I would be happy to cooperate with the FBI, yes.
Democrats have repeatedly demanded an investigation. Ford says Kavanaugh attacked her when they were in high school. Kavanaugh says that never happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
China takes up the globalism mantle at the UN. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
At the United Nations Friday, China positioned itself as a defender of internationalism that's keeping promises while the U.S. is backing away from them. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says to an interpreter,
"State-to-state relations must be based on credibility, not willful revocation of commitments. International cooperation should be guided by rules, not impulse."
The Chinese Foreign Minister denies his country is trying to eclipse the U.S. as a world leader. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Facebook says hackers were able to get the personal info of nearly 50 million users. Wired Magazine's Nick Thompson explains.
It happened through the interplay of three bugs. It was by looking at these three bugs, they were able to take over people's accounts. So, how do you know if you were hacked? The first clue is whether you have to log back into Facebook, because they've logged everybody out and reset them. Secondly, Facebook will put a little announcement at the top of newsfeed saying, important security update.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
As the death toll continues to rise from Friday's 7.5 earthquake in Indonesia, experts believe the tsunami claimed more lives than the actual earthquake. John Clemens has more.
Officials say there are many victims as the tsunami swept away homes in at least two cities and that entire families are reported missing. I spoke to Bob Smearback, the chief meteorologist at AccuWeather in State College, Pennsylvania, about that tsunami.
The tsunami that was reported in Indonesia had about a 3-meter tsunami wave, 10 feet, that impacted the coast, and that's high enough to really do a lot of damage to anything that's located near the sea, near the coast.
I'm John Clemens.
It's time to celebrate America's most popular hot beverage. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Saturday, National Coffee Day, with plenty of places to score a free or discounted cup of joe. From Cinnabon to Circle K, Barnes & Noble to Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme, many of the offerings at those places won't even require a purchase. Coffee giant Starbucks, well, it's not giving away any beverages, but it's using National Coffee Day to help the people of Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria, as the company is donating 2 million coffee seeds to help the island territory rebuild. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.